The Wrong Woman, Lennox and Wilde, Book 3, written by Helen H. Durrant and read by John Vose. The sight was grisly, grotesque, so horrific it made D.S. Jess Wilde shiver. It wasn't the fact the woman was dead. After all, death and murder came with the job. It was the way the victim's face had been practically obliterated. That, and the fact that she'd been left dressed in old-fashioned clothing, made for an odd scene. At first glance, the victim's face appeared to be heavily made up. But Dr. Melanie Clark, the pathologist, had already discovered that she was wearing a mask. A mask that gave their victim pale skin and red Cupid's bow lips, like those old Victorian dolls with heads of china that you see sometimes in antique shops. Her blonde hair, now thickly matted in blood, was done in ringlets with red ribbons that matched the colour of her lips. The entire effect was spooky, unnerving. Jess had seen nothing like it before. D.I. Harry Lennox spoke in his familiar Scottish burr.
"This entire scene shouts weird to me. I'm no expert in these things, but she looks like an antique doll."
The victim was clothed in an ankle-length white dress, which had ruffles across the chest and hung loose around the rest of her thin body. Her lower legs stuck out from below the frilled hem like sticks, showing black lace-up boots. Her skinny arms were folded over her chest. Melanie joined them at the entrance to the tent.
"The post-mortem will confirm it, but right now, I'd say her death was down to the beating she's taken to her head and face. It wasn't done here, though. There's no blood or brain tissue on the ground around her."
Melanie's words made Jess feel slightly sick. She shivered again.
"The mask on her face is hiding the worst of what was done to her," Melanie continued. "Thoughtful of your killer, don't you think? Maybe he was aware that kids take a shortcut along here to Rybridge High in the mornings and didn't want to upset any sensitive souls. Though, as it happens, it was a group of them who found her and called it in. I'll know more about what they did to her once I get the body back to the Reed Centre and set to work. One thing I can say, the body is extremely cold and unusually thin. She might have been held somewhere in the cold and not fed. Or she may have had some sort of eating disorder."